This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Let me start out today by saying I don't have a racial bone in my body. That said, I'm sick of being pounded over the head by the radical racial crowd. I'm a white male, but somehow I'm supposed to be ashamed of that. Well, I'm not. Sorry to those that can't imagine me saying that, but your heavy-handed attempt to make me feel bad because I'm a white male is simply ridiculous. This is America. We cannot and should never attempt to divide our country by race, ethnicity, religious belief, sexual preference, and the list goes on and on. We're better than that. The America we enjoy was built by everyone, and I mean everyone. We all have had a small part of making America the envy of the rest of the world. But now, we're starting to fall apart at the seams. Sure, Republicans and Democrats are constantly bickering at each other, but we all know that's just politics, and we understand that. In the end, like during the dark days of 9/11, everyone, and I mean everyone, came together to make America great. Is there racial bias in America? Well, there might be, but I will argue to the end of time it is not systemic like President Biden wants to portray it to be. Generations after the end of slavery, many people in our country want to make every situation about skin color. That is absolutely insane. It is dividing our country, making it weaker, and destroying our way of life. Hey, look, culture and heritage are important to everyone. Your life and experiences may be better or worse when compared to someone else. You may not have had the family you wanted, or the job you desired, or the happiness you seek, but my friends, that is life. Life is full of different choices and opportunities, some better, some worse, but generally the choice is yours to make. Is there outside pressure? Sure. But again, that's life. Some people get better breaks, some don't, but rarely is it because of racial discrimination. For anyone that suffered from discrimination, you have my sympathy. Bottom line, it should never happen in our America to anyone. But to repeat, it is not systemic, and I certainly do not participate or condone it in any form. But I do take offense when it's shoved in my face, and I'm tired of it. I shook my head when President Biden proclaimed if he had a chance to nominate a Supreme Court justice, he would nominate a female of color. Isn't that discrimination against men in America? Isn't that discrimination against white females in America? By definition, it's discrimination, period. And shame on him. Hey, and by the way, save the hateful responses, because frankly, I am fine with who I am. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.